Hey, hey, hey! You're listening to the Office Hours podcast, where we talk about all things English and all things CSU. I'm Izzy Hood, and I'm here with
Ollie
and special guest
Joe.
Today, we are here to talk about all things love and dating in college. All right, so let's start out with our special guest, Joe. Joe, tell me a little bit about yourself before we dig.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, I'm a freshman here at CSU. It's my second semester. I'm an English creative writing major. I haven't picked a minor yet, but I'll probably end up minoring in, like, philosophy or Italian. I'm originally from Texas, but my family lives in Cheyenne. I've also lived in Colorado before now, too, so really depends on what period of your life you define where you're from at. But I usually end up saying Texas. But yeah, just moved across the border for college. I'm a really big family person, so I'm still close to my family. So I'm going to go drive down and see them after this, actually. But yeah, I love it here. I love hanging out.
And you're from Austin, correct? Right?
No, Texas? Dallas. I was born outside Dallas.
Oh, that's where I'm from, too.
Are you from, like, Dallas, or are you from, like,
a little suburb outside Dallas.
Which one?
I'm from Carrollton.
Carrollton? I'm from Burleson.
Oh, I didn't realize I was surrounded by the Texans.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
We're converting you. Say y'all.
Say y'all. I do say y'all, because my freshman year roommate was my cousin, and she is from Austin, Texas, and somehow living with her for a year during COVID, locked in the same room, got me saying y'all.
That'll do it.
That's good. Well, let's start. Joe, what were your expectations coming into college? I know you're a freshman, about, like, dating.
Oh, goodness. Well, the town that I used to live in, personally, like, as a queer woman, there's not a whole lot of options. So I was excited to be in a just more diverse area in, like, every aspect. So I really felt like I was kind of thrown into a different world coming to Fort Collins. And luckily, my sister had gone to grad school here, so I was kind of familiar with it. It's been really exciting, but also I grew up with older siblings, and the closest to my age is 8 years older than me. So I've always been told my entire life I'm more mature than what my age is. Right. So I come into college and I'm like ready for more mature people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, some of the men are still, it's still not there.
And they're not going to be mature for a while, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe a few, but takes their brains a little longer before they can wrap their head around dating.
Yeah. I think coming to college, I realize everybody is in such drastically different places.
Very true.
Even though we're all roughly the same age. Mm-hmm. So it really is like you have to meet someone. I've learned that I can't make assumptions about anyone. They're just, the people here are so cool, and you just have to get to know everyone. You have to sit down and talk. And I mean, it's been all right. I'm just hanging out right now, not seeing anyone, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. No, I agree with you about people being so different here. Mm-hmm. It's like growing up in high school, everyone had like the same experience growing up, but coming here where people are from kind of all over, and my graduating class was like 900 people, and I met people here that have a class of like 70 mm-hmm. when they graduated high school, and they just have different experiences, which makes them different and like act differently in situations or friendships or romantic relationships. It's very interesting, like being exposed to all these different people from different places, and you know, again, people that are the same age but just experience things differently and have experienced things differently, and therefore like act differently than mm-hmm. how you would in certain situations.
Yeah. So Ollie, you're a junior and Joseph freshman. How has your perspective shifted from when you were a freshman to mm-hmm. like dating now? Because you're dating someone.
Yes,
now.
I am. Yes. So I was dating someone long distance. I came into college. I mean, long distance is pretty brutal. But we broke up the fall semester of my sophomore year, and I took a break from dating for a while. I just wanted to be single. I think being single is really important. Mm-hmm. I think more people need to value that. And also platonic love is really important. I think people need to value that as well. But it took a lot of time to myself, and we were both very young, and there was just a lot of things like we were both figuring out about ourselves. Long distance is a lot. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings. It was a good relationship. Just I think the time of everything and just our ages, because we were very similar people, but I think just mm-hmm. being single for a while was really nice, and then now I am with a very lovely girl now, who's very cool, and I think taking the time to be single and like really reflect on things and people that I've been with has helped me be very specific and very selective of like who I'm with and who I keep around in my life in terms of friendship as well as like romantic partners.
Yeah, I think I had a really similar experience. I came into freshman year dating a person I dated for like all of high school, Like my first love. Yeah. I would say it's a very young love. I'd say that looks different than like how I feel about love now. But yeah, I went into college dating someone. We broke up my sophomore year. And I honestly had so much fun my sophomore year being single. And just like I really turned my attention towards friendships and academics and figuring myself out and what I wanted. And I think it kind of put me in a healthier place that now I do feel like a person that could date another person and not like, I don't know, lose myself. Cause I think that's important too. You get a sense of freedom when you come to college. So a lot of people go off the rails dating a little bit, but I think it's important to kind of, like you said, focus on yourself.
Oh, this is so English major. But there's a Jane Austen quote I read.
My bag is Pride and Prejudice, my little tote bag. Are we English majors?
Maybe.
Welcome to the English major podcast. The quote was, as rare as true love is, true friendship is even rarer. And it made me think a lot about how important friendship is. And because I have a lot of friends that, you know, that are back home and I don't talk to them every day, but I know that if I call them up, pick up back home, they could pick up right where we left off. There are certain expectations that I feel like are put on you when you're in a relationship. You want to do stuff for this person, want them to do stuff for you. Different like expectations, but with friendships, I feel like they can like always be there for you if they're a good, genuine friend. Kind of going off on a tangent.
You're good.
Friends. Friends are awesome. But yeah. Joe, what's your experience been like with like...
That's actually something like I've just been... I came into college, like kind of just gotten out of a relationship a few months before. And then I did date a girl while I was here for like 3 months, not super long. But yeah, that's something I'm really focusing on too, is like putting a lot of my energy and my love into my friends. And I do like feel better about myself. I feel better about like... I feel like I'm romanticizing everything a little bit more. Like everything is just so happy. And I'm, you know, I have my little like self-help books that I'm going through. Yeah. I just, the season of my life is very focused on platonic love and like appreciating what I have and not wanting more. And I'm a person enough to like, when I am ready or I do meet someone, I will be enough of myself. I feel like a lot of the issue that you have with young relationships is it turns codependent really quickly because like in high school, you don't know how to be independent when you're in a relationship, especially in your case, where something where like you dated for so long. And I feel like at this point, I would be able to get into a relationship and still be myself and be like, you're a really big part of my life, but I also have my own, which I feel like is really important. And it's something that I've been working on and I'm like really proud of myself for.
Yeah, you too.
What about you? Because you're a senior, right, Izzy?
Yeah.
So how has your perspective changed? I feel like you have the most distance between.
Very true.
Yes, I do. I do have some distance there. I went into college like, oh, I'm going to marry this person I've been dating in high school, which is
a common mindset to have.
Is like such a funny thing to think back on, because I'm like, wow, we wanted like totally different things. Also, like I left him. I was like, I'm going to Colorado. I'm going to go do my thing. Like I wasn't into him enough, or I don't know. I was into him, but like I wasn't going to move my personal goals for someone, which I think is important in a relationship. You know, I am proud of myself for making that decision and being like, no, I'm going to college at CSU and I'm going to do what I want to do. So I'm really grateful for past Izzy making that decision and not, you know.
Past Izzy.
Now I, you know, dated a little bit my sophomore year, not so much my junior year, really focused on myself, figured out my goals kind of in academics and career and seeing things out. Now I'm dating someone. We've been dating for like 5.5 months and I've been really enjoying it. And I think I've been able to really enjoy it because of how I've approached it. Maybe a little differently with like, I wasn't really looking to date. I just kind of found this person and went, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And it just kind of clicked and worked out. It wasn't like forced or I don't know. There wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, oh, I need a boyfriend or I need to do this. It just kind of fell into my lap, which I think was really nice. And
I feel like that's like when things happen, you know, that it's supposed to happen when it just does. Like you don't go out looking for it.
Yeah.
It's not like a constant need. It just like comes to you.
Yeah.
And it also makes you more thankful for it, I feel like.
No, definitely.
Yeah, and I think too, like a lot of, I found, I don't know if this is similar for like men or I don't know, I guess. I live with all women and I've found that they too are like, I want to date, I want to, you know, have a boyfriend and they like want someone. I've had to tell them like, well, if you want to date, you have to go on dates. And sometimes like, you know, the connection between like, I want a boyfriend or I want a partner or a companionship of some sorts, and then actually going out on dates and having to like ask people out is like a disconnect because
you want that you want that immediate like we've been together for years kind of thing, because the first dates are always awkward. And I feel like first it goes for first dates, it goes for meeting up with like people you've never hung out with for the first time, like back to that friendship thing, it is like when you first hang out with somebody it's weird and there's awkward silence and you're like, so do you want to pay or should I pay? I actually did ask, I went on a date with a guy and I did ask him before we got out. I was like, who was paying? Because we're not doing that little, no, I'll get it in front of the cashier. Yeah. That's not happening.
So, didn't want the awkwardness. Yeah. I like that you just confronted the moment. More people should do that.
People tell me that I'm very straightforward and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think of myself as straightforward. I'm just like, yeah, like I'm not doing that in front of the cashier. You know how embarrassing that is.
My boyfriend, I think on like our third date was like, am I paying for you? I was like, no, you don't have to pay for me. But I loved how straightforward he was. And just like, I was like, that shouldn't be an expectation either, that just because, you know, you're the man in this relationship, like that you have to pay for me. Like,
so is that similar with men, kind of like that wanting that connection? Because I totally get, my love language is physical touch, so I totally get wanting that kind of romantic cuddles. But you can't just lay down and cuddle with somebody on the first day. I mean, I guess you could,
but it's not the same.
I personally wouldn't want to. But yeah, do men kind of have that same feeling?
Yeah, I know. I definitely knew for sure, for me to like let someone in romantically and to be like emotionally vulnerable with them, like I have to be like good friends with them first. Every girl I've ever been with, like we were like good friends and then like best friends and then like started dating. It takes a lot for me to actually see someone as like a romantic interest or like someone that could be like a romantic partner. So whenever, like with my girlfriend right now, our first date was after we had been friends for a few months and we were best friends. So it's like the first date felt like granted, I was nervous. I was really nervous.
How could you not be?
How could I not be?
Yeah.
That was the first time we held hands too. I was tweaking. I was so nervous. It was really nice. I can be very uncomfortable with like emotional or like not emotional, but like any kind of physical touch. That's not with someone that I'm comfortable with. So I do like need to have that like emotional connection or like even just like cuddle someone to let someone in that way. But no, the paying for things thing is like interesting because it's like, that's like put on guys a lot. Like, oh, you gotta pay for everything, gotta do all this. Like, you know, because we're college kids, like we're broke. Like, my girlfriend and I have to go like splitsies on things.
Yeah.
And I think that's like super fair. I don't think it makes me a better boyfriend if I pay for anything. I know. And she is always like, you don't have to pay for things, you know?
Yeah.
I do like to pay for like surprises for her, like if I buy her flowers or like candy or chocolate. I'm not gonna like send her the bill or anything.
But, by the way, owe me $1,303.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just... I feel like that is something for me, like as a queer woman, I kind of like get gender roles mixed up sometimes because I've dated both men and women. And yeah, with women, I kind of assume this more like protector role. And I'm like, yeah, I'll pay for things. I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then I like go on a date with a man and they kind of have that same. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like we're like fighting over who's going to pay.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, let me get it. Like, I do think it's interesting dynamic. Like, I'll catch myself just kind of being a little bit different than like not a traditional like girl and guy relationship. And I think that is because I've been with women.
Yeah, what terrible pressure to put on men. And then, like, what do you do in a queer relationship then? That's like...
And we're all, like Ollie said, we're all broke college kids. Like, usually, especially if somebody's like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah, we can drive somewhere, but I can't pay for food. I can't. And even, especially, this is like probably a very niche thing as a freshman, but also like you're in the dorms typically.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to have alone time with somebody. You got to hope that your roommate doesn't need the room, you know? Like, hey, can you take your homework somewhere else? I want to hang out out with this guy, or like,
yeah, it's like, I bet that does get awkward. I never ran into that because it was COVID and I was like,
so you just didn't
in a long distance relationship with someone. Yeah. But my roommate too was like not seeing anybody.
It is.
She was like, well, what do we do? We're just in the dorm 24/7.
Yeah, you just sit there and that's about it. We can't pay for anything. We're like, hey, I'll use one of my meal swipes for you. You want to go to Ramshorn?
I don't know, Ramshorn date.
Yeah, no, we can sit in the back where the light is turned off.
Ooh.
Oh, romantic.
Some romance.
Yeah, get one of their burgers that's like kind of dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the conversation kind of dry.
Yeah.
Ollie, you said you like being friends with people before they date. Mm-hmm. And Joe, how do you meet people?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I feel like everyone who I've dated, I've met in a different way. So I'm... like, I do appreciate having, like, being friends first, but it's not like a necessity for me, because I was like listening to you talk, I was like, that's so interesting, because like kind of reflecting on myself, I've never had to do that. I do, disappointingly, have a few like dating apps right now.
No, that's not bad. I
would have to lie to my mother about where I met you, though. Like, if we meet on a dating app and I start being seriously interested in someone... Mm-hmm. I'd be like, we did not meet on Tinder. Yeah.
Is that like for you or more for your mom?
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably for my mom too, but a little bit. But like for me, I'm like, that's, I just prefer to meet people naturally. Mm-hmm. But I'm a very outgoing person. So usually I just walk around and I'm like, hey, how you doing?
And then for you.
Eventually. Talk.
Yeah. How did you and your lady meet?
We both did social media for CTV, which is the news broadcast station here at CSU, part of Rocky Mountain Student Media. So we're doing social media, and then I met her in August, and I worked very closely together. And like when I tell this to everyone, but when I first met her, there was like this very intense like curiosity that I had about her that I wasn't like really able to like place. I was like, why do I feel this way? And then as I got to know her better, it was like uncovering like different like layers of her, and I just really enjoyed talking to her. Like for me, I'm a big like physical touch person, but I think my biggest thing is quality time. Like quality time where we can just talk, because that's like my main thing. Like,
yeah.
I think I get bored really easily with a lot of things or people, but like with her, like there's this one weekend where COVID was going through our work and we both had COVID, and we hung out and we literally just like hung out at my place and just talked until like 3 a.m. And it was really
so
nice.
Cute.
And it was just, I was learning about her and she was learning about me. We were talking about just our lives, and it was just, it was really wholesome. And our friendship built for a few months. I remember I was in denial about how I felt, because it was a really good friendship and I was afraid of messing things up and afraid of just being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And being like out there and being like, hey, like I have feelings for you and I like you. And eventually I came to my senses and I told her how I felt, and she felt the same.
Wow, and, so brave.
Yeah. And then, we've been dating for a little bit over 3 months, but I've known her since August, and she is lovely.
That's
she's
very awesome. I'm over here like gushing.
I know. I'm so glad we're doing this theme, because I love hearing about people's stories.
I know, me too.
I'm like, oh, that's
and
so
I
cute.
Love like human connections.
Yes. I love love.
Yeah. You were talking, and I was like, there's no way STEM majors talk about their girlfriends like this.
No, right? Oh, the poet.
The poet
in love.
So what are your love languages? Because Ollie said his are physical time. Hello. Physical touch and quality time. Mine are the same, too.
Yeah.
I think a little bit more physical touch. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you have to be spending time together to touch, but what are yours?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't think I've thought about it too much. I think I do like words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a English part of me too. It's like words mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
What you say to me, how you talk to me. I don't know, people's energies. I think I am also probably a physical touch. I think that's a big one. Once we get to that point, obviously not first date for me. I don't know. I'm not going to hate on that, though, because I know some people are into that. I don't know. I don't want to hate on that. No judgment, I guess.
No judgment.
I'm not trying to judge.
Hey, it's your life.
You're like,
you want to,
yeah. So probably that.
Yeah, that's fair. I think words are really big. Like, I think words of affirmation are, it's like third for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just feel like I'm a really big action person. Words are really big. And especially that you said tone. I was like, yes, that's the way you speak to me is so important, because I feel like a lot of people let their emotions kind of dictate their tone and how they treat the people around them. That's just something I'm not like super cool with. I'm like, if you're angry, you're allowed to be angry. That's totally fine. But don't speak to me like you're mad at me. Because, like, I haven't done anything to deserve that. Just talking out of respect.
Yeah.
I think tone is really big.
Respect and language.
Yeah, but also making sure that their actions, like, follow their words.
I think my thing with, like, I don't know, why I'd say words of affirmation over, like, quality time for me is that, like, I could not see you all day, and if you send me a really nice text, that'll do it.
Yeah,
I'm like, cool.
That's fair.
I'm like, thank you. Or a phone call that's like, oh, how are you? Let me, you know, say nice things. I think that does it. I think I'm also a talker. Like you, Ollie, I like to talk with my person, and having those moments and setting those moments aside are important to me.
Yeah.
Any advice to people looking to date or find love while at college?
I think because my thing is always just like, I like to be friends with someone if I'm dating them, because it's like, if I'm dating someone, like, I always think like, I want to be friends with this person as well.
Yeah.
Like with the person I'm with now, it's like, we're best friends, like, before we started dating, we're still our best friends. Being in clubs and organizations, you know, having activities and hobbies that you guys are both into, the outdoor club, or met my girlfriend through CTV, just being involved in, like, similar things, the cool way to meet people, because, you know, you guys already have, like, an established connection or something. If you're an outdoor club, you're into outdoorsy stuff, and maybe, you know, the person you're talking to, or, like, the person you're interested in, they're also into, like, camping or hiking or skiing.
Yeah.
I think just getting involved in stuff like that, and just, I think, I like what you said, Izzy, about, or what you guys both were talking about just not really looking for someone, then it kind of just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being open to meeting people and, like, having new experiences, and I feel like with that will come a special someone.
Yeah.
But... yeah,
I think Joe would even say, like, be bold.
Yeah, be bold.
Be bold.
If you find someone
ask
cute, be like, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I always encourage people to do that, too. If, like, you think someone's cute in your class,
go for it.
Like,
worst that can happen is they say no and you just move seats, you know?
And they take it as a huge compliment. Like, honestly, the last week, I have been asking people out for my roommates in my classes. I've just been going up to men and saying, I think you would be great for my roommate. It's happened twice. They respond so kindly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a huge compliment. I've become friends with both these guys.
Yeah, guys,
I talk to them after class, and they're just, like, so nice, because it's a huge
compliment.
Like,
nice compliment.
Both of them are in relationships, and we're like, no, I can't, but, like, we're so cool. And
that's
I'm
nice.
Like, okay, so it's never, like, if someone were to come up to me in class and ask me out, like, I'd be blushing, even though I do have, you know, a partner.
It's
a compliment. It's really,
like,
nice. Like,
you,
I find you attractive.
Wow.
Like, you know, I don't know.
I'm
people.
Your classroom crush? Wow.
I know. It's nice.
Yeah. I guess... yeah, that's like being bold and like straight to the point is definitely, I just feel like it's a quality that not a lot of people have. So when I do find someone who has it, I appreciate it a lot. But also, I don't know, I feel like for this, like the advice I would give for anyone who's going through a season similar to the season I'm in, also make sure that you're like dedicating time to yourself as well.
Sure.
Like, I think relationships are so much fun, and they're so, I love getting to know people, and I'm a physical touch person. Like, I wanna hug you. I wanna be like, oh my God, this is my partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I've realized that a lot of people, especially at freshman year, the beginning of college, immediately go into all out, ready to go, we're getting married, which is totally, I mean, I've done it too. I can't be like, oh, I'm better than that, because I have. But it's like also recognizing just what your needs are yourself, and like making sure that the other person provides that for you, and you're providing like what they need, making sure it's like mutually beneficial for both partners, just healthy relationships.
Well, I think that's some great advice, Joe, and I think we're going to end on that. Joe, Ollie, thank you for sharing what dating at CSU has been like for you. And listeners, thank you for listening to the Office Hours podcast, where we talk about all things English and all things CSU. I'm Izzy Hood, and follow our Instagram at officehourspodcast.csu to find out when our next release is.